Chapter 23. Ron and Celeste got home at the same time. It was a rarity. Each of them had their late nights, but never seemed to arrive home together. Celeste knew that the first thing he would want to do was change his clothes. That was a constant, but this couldn't wait for that. She was upstairs just a moment before him. She put her purse down and sat at the kitchen table waiting. Ron always moved heavily on the stairs when he came home from work. Sometimes, by a weekend, he could almost skip down them. But when he came home, his steps were always heavy. He was trying to get out of his jacket and tie at the same time when she called to him at the top of the stairs. "Ron, I have something to tell you." He finished struggling out of both and entered the kitchen with his eye on the flight of stairs when he saw her and her words registered. He stopped and put his hand on the back of the chair. Celeste said, "Can you sit with me?" Ron sat. He saw that she had been crying. "What is it?" "Ron, Mandy isn't coming home from the hospital." He didn't understand. "Why?" "She's going to die there." "What?" It wasn't registering. The confusion on his face sunk into a dark look. "She developed ARDS, Ron. Acute respiratory distress syndrome. Fluid is leaking into her lungs from more places than they can contain," said Celeste. "There should have been signs. This isn't just supposed to happen." Ron was stunned. "She's dying?" "Yes," said Celeste. "How is Dwayne?" "In shock," said Celeste. "He's saying that he knows she's dying, but I don't believe that he knows what he's saying. I just left him." Ron exhaled. He was speechless. He sat back. He could not think of anything to do. He felt totally helpless. And then Celeste embraced him. She felt cold, and he tried to give her his warmth. They stood for a long moment before they heard Keats pawing at the gate in the small enclosed room where he felt safe when they weren't home. He was desperate for attention. They shared a grin, and Ron went over to let him out. The three of them sat on a rectangular rug that was stretched across old wall-to-wall that they would have to replace. They were both crying quietly as they gently took turns cuddling and greeting Keats, who was becoming affectionately known as Puppy Dog. Celeste went to answer the phone when it rang. Ron cuddled Keats to his chest quietly. Celeste said, "Yes, I can come back." Then she listened. "Okay. Eat something to appease all the church ladies, and then we can get back to the hospital." She put down the phone and looked over at Ron. "Are you okay for dinner on your own? There's plenty to eat where I'm going, and I know that you won't want to be part of it." "I'll be fine," said Ron. Keats was chewing on Ron's fingers now. "You sure you don't need me?" "You'd hate it, and I want to do it," said Celeste. Maybe some of that training that she had gone through again and again might help now. Then she thought to herself that Dwayne had been going through that with many other people. He knew what people were going to say before they said it. He just needed a friend to help him through. Celeste felt a pang for a second, stopped at the thought that she should give Ron suggestions about what he could have. Then she thought that she did not know where Angel was. Then she was out the back door and starting her eclipse.